Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message.
Unlocked
in my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
in the land of I am. More than I have been, I am. More than I will be, I am. All that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that. I am that. All that has been lived, all your ancestors, all the soul experience, all of life lives in you, lives as you, lives through you. And when we remember this, we are one with the one. We are home. We're never lonely because we know we have all the experiences of life in us. We see our connections with the birds, with the trees, with the plant kingdom. Just see, there's so much more to us. And it comes in forms of numbers and readings, astrology and religion and spirituality, in music. And sometimes it's just about being shutting it up so you can go deep down within and find that you're already home. But thankfully, joyfully, the universe always seeks to remind itself where it is. So we have sciences like astrology, numerology. We've got psychics. We've got therapists and life coaches and ministers and teachers and books and self-help and no help and not helping me. All of that to bring us to where we need to be. In the land of I am. Of course, that's a guest, an artist that needs no introduction. But if you're one of maybe just one or two people who don't know who that is, I'll let you know. And don't feel bad if you don't know, because once I tell you, you be in the know. Then again, you always knew, because you are the knowledge of all that is. Ricky Byers Beckwith, the beautiful wife of Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. In the land of I am, and when you remember you're in the land of I am, you can just let it be. So if you want to find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith, just go to We Let It Be. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You're part of the equation, so you make a difference. If you're not here, it won't be the same. You make a difference because you're alive. You make a difference because you're listening to this show. You make a difference simply because you are. You complete me, you complete the world. Your presence is important. Know this to be your truth. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. I am your host, Life Coach. Life Coach? Okay, well, let's coast through this. How about Life Coach Ade? I know what's happening. That's me. Multi-think. Don't multi-think. One thought at a time. Life Coach Ade. Yes, yes, yes. My guest is in the house, Josh Williams, here to support you and navigate and direct you on your path. Remind you that all is well. Even if it looks kind of foggy, he's going to be your spiritual weather forecaster. Like, oh, no, you're good. Here's your numbers right here. So stay tuned. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad and... if you want some readings, you need to call in now so that we're going to take the calls in the order that they're received. This is not American Idol, is it? In no particular order. We do things in order, divine order. So call in now, and we'll get to as many calls as we can get to. But we want to break down the science of astrology. What is it? Astrology? Yeah, well, maybe another show. But today we want to break down the science of numerology. Well, who knows? Who knows? Sometimes when I think I make a mistake, it's not a mistake. Just an opportunity to refine. So we don't know what's going on. Well, maybe you do. I don't. I just say yes and surrender and say, all right, have your way. Use me. Life is good. It's getting better. some quick announcements here so we can jump into this conversation. Welcome everyone in the chat room, silent listeners, new infinite numerology, and phone lady, peacemaker, yeah? It's all about going deep and being crazy, isn't it? Joyful time of joy, Tracy and Miller. You can't swipe the show, but you can contribute to the show. Tracy, nice to see you. Celeste is in the house. Yes, Deborah is in the house. Lori is in the house. Hey, Lori, how are you doing? let's give you some announcements so we can keep this party moving. Nice to see you all. Thank you for being here. And, of course, I want to just take a moment right now to recognize all the women in my life, all the women I know and don't know, the women who made an impact in the world. You know, some of them were visible, meaning they were in a magazine and the news. Some of them we will never hear about. I want to take this moment to acknowledge my mother, the mothers, the grandmothers. I want to acknowledge the mothers who is on the street, who's homeless. The mother who had her child that maybe when she was a teenager and she's struggling to let go of the guilt. I want to acknowledge her today. I want to acknowledge the feminine energy. March, of course, is Women's History Month. And I bow to all the females in my life, the ones I know and the ones I don't know. Thank you for being you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being willing to be more. And as a society, as a community, the more we recognize the females and the feminine energy, the more we get to experience the beauty of life. But guess what? The universe knows how to take care of itself. So even if you refuse to acknowledge the feminine energy, it's already happening. So you better wake up and be aware or beware. Whichever one works for you, the time is now. Thank you to all the mothers, the single mothers, the mothers who do so much work, struggling between work and home and trying to pay the bills all over the world, not just in America. Thank you for being you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for saying yes to life. You are listening to LifeConversationsRadio.com. Don't leave that out. We invite you to share the show with your friends, your lovers, your mothers, your grandmothers, your aunt, your niece, all the sisters in your life, those you know and those you don't know. Remind them that we are one. And today we are focusing on the numbers. Numbers all bring us back to the one. You can post the show on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social networks. You know, there's thousands of them. Some I don't even know of. Google Plus, Stumble Upon. I just found out about one today. Well, actually, a few weeks ago. Pinterest. I'm going to figure out what that's about. Just all these social networks reminding us that we are connected. Life is good. It's getting better. Announcement. We're taking your call, 347-426-3346. Josh is in the house. Be ready with your date of birth and your questions. And we're going to go deep. We're going to activate the Godness within you. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook, of course. Put your questions on there. We'll get to you. What else do you need to know? And if you can't get on Facebook and you can't call because you're at work or you want to get on Facebook but it's been blocked by the firewall, guess what? Guess what? I'm an Aries. Let's blow up that firewall. You could go to, wow, what's that? Oh, Lord, help me, help me, help me. Jesus, help me. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversations, don't leave the F out, lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's an Ask Life Coach at a tab there. You can send me your questions through there. They can't block Life Conversations. Woo, you know, no matter how hard they try. So anyway, whoever they is. And tomorrow, we have Dr. Fabrizio Mancini. He's going to remind us and share with us the power of self-healing, sharing tips on how we can unlock our natural healing potential in 21 days and how prayer can be used for healing, reminding us that health is our birthright. You don't have to pay for it. You don't need an insurance for health. You just have to take care of you, called self-care. So you don't have to worry too much about health care. And on Wednesday, we have Sherry Richards. For those of you who are afraid to self-care and you don't really, haven't really discovered or working through recognizing that health is your birthright. Or maybe you're even afraid of numerology. I don't know about all those numbers. You know, your holy book said, well, Shari said, listen, let's dance with your dragon. Let's teach you the art of loving your unlovable self. What's that part of you that you're struggling with, that you're trying to get rid of, that you're trying to affirm away? The part of your life, your experience that you just feel like, ah, I wish that didn't happen. I feel guilty about that. Sherry's going to be here reminding us about the art of loving our unlovable self. And when you learn to love your unlovable self, and when you do it, wow, you will recognize that health is your birthright. You would embrace the day you were born and say, wow, there's so much more. There's numbers. There's all kinds of things I can play with, the universal wisdom. And then the sky is not even the limit. The universe. Let's get ready. The number is 347-426-3346. Indeed, even in chaos is order. Yes, indeed. Because the chaos is really bringing things into order, cleaning out what you don't need, letting go. It's called death and rebirth. Let me bring on my friend, my guest, special guest, Josh Williams. Let me read a little bit about him. Modern day. What the word is coming up for me? I feel like I want to say something. Spiritual teacher, but it's a little bit more than that. You'll come to me. I'm feeling something. Josh Williams is a professional spiritual numerologist with over 12 years experience serving people from all across the world. Josh uses the traditional sacred science of numerology in the form it's been used for thousands of years in India and abroad. And he also uses several progressive and evolving methods of working with the numbers that reach out specifically to modern sequence. And that would be you, those of you calling it. Those of you who want answers, the modern day seekers. But that's not who he is. He's something else. He's going to come to me. Josh focuses his readings, lectures, and writing on helping people to align to their natural soul state, the truth of who you are, rekindle their eternal and totally unique love-based relationship with Source, with God, with the universe, and receive powerful and practical guidance to inspire success in this life, both spiritually and materially. Okay, spiritually and materially. And for those of you who have issues with money, Josh is your man, because it's all part of the expression of God. Nothing is evil. Everything is God. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, woo, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, Josh Williams is in the house. Hello, Josh. How are you doing?
I'm beautiful, Ade. How are you today?
I am very well. I am wonderful. I am feeling the presence right now. And thank you for joining me and to share your knowledge, your wisdom, your compassion and passion. It's nice to have you on Life Conversations Radio. People are waiting in line. We've got callers saying, I want a reading. I want to know about my life, my relationship, my job, my money. But before we get into that, let's talk about the science of numerology. But before we get into that, I got to ask you this question, Josh. It's the first question that I need to know before we actually dance together. I've read a little bit about you, but I want to hear from your perspective, from your point of view. Who are you? Who is Josh Williams?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a soul having a human experience. And after that, I'm a multifaceted person. I love numerology. I love spirituality. I love tapping into higher potential for myself and for other people and channeling that wisdom into the world, whether it's for myself or for other people, because when one of us evolves, all of us evolves. And I, you know, try to stay busy. Try to stay busy and stay positive.
Yes, indeed. Being busy about the business of being you. I am with you on that one. I am with you. So let's jump into the science of numerology. Let's do the basic question. It may not be so basic, but, you know, sometimes we don't do that. We just want to read it. Let me ask you this. What is numerology?
Numerology, the way I see it, is the art and the science on a spiritual level of using the numbers as symbols. So a lot of people are going to be familiar with the tarot or runes or astrology or any of these other forms of divination, and numerology is really no different. What we're doing is simply using numbers as symbols that convey spiritual or metaphysical information. So people, you know, again, are tend to be a little more familiar with tarot as an example. When you have a tarot reading, somebody lays down cards, and each of those cards has a deeper esoteric and metaphysical meaning that the reader then sort of interprets for the person they're reading for. And in the same way, the numbers deliver this information. And the reason why the numbers are particularly powerful is because, A, they come from within us. So when you get a numerology reading, when you work with a numerologist, the numbers that they're reading come from your personal name, the identity that you have in this life, in this incarnation, the numbers come from that. It comes from the date of birth that you have, which is a sacred gift of the universe. You can't change your date of birth. You're stuck with it, whether you like it or not. And the numbers that we read come from the date of birth. They also come from other important things in life, like your address, the place where you live, your temple. It comes from the car you drive, from the bank account number you have. It comes from everything. So the numbers are extremely intimate. They're extremely personal. And when we read them, we're really reading the person. We're really reading something that's unique to the individual. And second, numbers are a universal symbol. Everywhere from mathematics to physics to science to metaphysics, we see the numbers come into play. And that's because they really are, on a mathematical level anyway, very close to the language of creation. They're like the language of the cosmos. And in numerology, we don't worry so much about how much a number represents or what a number's value is like we would in mathematics. I have five apples. I have $3. We worry about the quality or the energy that a number represents, and that's what we're reading. So it's really a language that we just, as a numerologist, I just interpret it, you know. I see the language written out in the numbers. I tell people what it means. There's no random, you know, it's all coming from this very concrete place, either from a person's name or the numbers in their life, or directly from their subconscious mind, and we'll be able to hopefully play with that a little bit as well. Divination with numbers on the fly to answer any question is very, very cool, trending thing that I've been working on. So that's my short explanation of how the numbers work.
Yes, yes, yes. There's so much in that. There's so much that came up for me when we think of the birth dates. It brings up for me that what we're really doing, because you said something about the essence, well, something along the line of the essence of who we are. What came up for me is, you know, when we talk about us as an identity of who we are, and I always break down identity as, when you think that word, when you look at identity, you can see ID. They said you have an ID. So what I hear is, when we're looking at date of birth, it's the ID of the entity called me, called you, and really breaking it down so we get to see the stamp that the universe put on us when we took the first breath. That's what I get from that, and knowing that it is part of who we are, it's part of self-knowledge. That's what I hear.
And that's exactly what I get. It's a meditation for me. Every single time I read for anybody or for myself, it's a meditation in recognizing that each person in the world is a complicated, unique individual who's having an experience that is so rich and so textured that the only option is to just be deeply compassionate and gentle with them. I mean, each of us, we can all fall into that trap of thinking, I'm the only one that's miserable. I'm the only one with financial problems. I'm the only one with anxiety in life. I'm the only one who's alone. And the reality is, if you're experiencing it, somebody else, you know, we're all equally as complicated. You know, we all have our own journey that we're walking, and so it helps us to recognize the individuality. But at the same time, it really helps us understand that we're all made out of the same stuff. You know,
right.
In numerology, we work with 10 basic numbers, 0 through 0 and 1 through 9. And you really boil it down that we have these 10 basic building blocks that everyone, everything, and every thought is built on. And instead of making it sound like we're all the same and we're all just clones of each other, that process of unity actually helps understand how diverse we can be, even though we're all sharing in the same spiritual genetics. You're able to meditate. I tell people that numerology is almost closer to my spiritual practice than it is my job, because it's really an active meditation in the language of source, the language of unity, the language of individuality, all at the same time, the I, the we, the us, all being expressed simultaneously.
Right, because it's really about taking the time, when you talk about a spiritual practice, taking the time to know who we are. You talked about the building block. What makes you you? Who are you really? The question I ask you, who are you? And we all have to give ourselves the space and the place to say, who am I? What is my true identity? Why am I here? Okay, I'm having a challenge, something. My life is not working out the way I think it should, but what is really going on? Going beyond. And that's what you provide. Yeah, I want to ask you about numerology. Are there different types of numerology?
Yes. There are, they all share in common that they use numbers as symbols, but there are different schools. Just about every advanced culture on the planet throughout the entirety of history has used numerology in some way. Japan, Egypt, China, India, the American West, American Native cultures, just about anywhere we look, we can find some example of numbers or even more broadly, patterns being used as a form of divination or spiritual guidance. So there are lots of different schools of thought, and I believe I've studied all of them, probably not, but I like to say that I have. And I've picked out the ones that work best for me, and I have colleagues who have picked out the ones that work best for them. But the beautiful thing is a friend of mine who practices a very Tibetan style of numerology and a friend of mine who practices a traditional African style of numerology, and me, who I kind of mix everything together and find what works, we can all sit down and have conversations and understand each other completely.
Right.
Because
right.
It's a holistic, it's an absolute truth, meaning that the things that are revealed to one culture, regardless of how far away it is from another culture in time or in space, are the same truths that are revealed to another culture. It's the same, you know, what we see with prophecy and divine revelation, that it doesn't matter where or when you are, the truth comes through, you know. So that's what makes it really beautiful.
Yes, indeed, because truth is truth wherever you are in the universe, wherever you are on the planet. It never compromises itself or contradicts itself. Yes, indeed. We're going to take a quick break. We'll do some readings and then come back to Josh. Provide you an opportunity to call in and get a reading. If you have any questions about numerology, if you have questions about how it could support you, what you've always wanted to know, maybe you've been afraid of it, maybe you don't quite understand it, maybe you want to learn it, maybe you want to know about Josh's journey, you know, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. If you're just joining us, you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And as you know, it's a playground. So sometimes we go on to 2 o'clock. It just depends on what we're feeling, you know. If the universal mother calls us in early, it's like, come on, it's time to go to rest. Then we'll say, okay, we'll wrap it up early. But if the universal mother says, play a little bit longer, you've got 30 more minutes, then we go to 2 or whatever the time is. But anyway, we're taking your questions, 347 4263346, 347-426-3346. The phone lines are stacking up nicely. All the way from Alabama, D.C., Georgia, New York, New Jersey. Yes, it's all about having a New York, and then you can buy a New Jersey. Okay, stop it. All right, let's take a break. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at A on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And if we're talking about the ID of the entity called you, identity, what is the ID of the entity called you? Well, this is what Carly Jackson has to say about that.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Oh, yes, we do, and we make no apologies for that. We host the best show on the planet because I am the only one on this planet. Everybody else is just a figment of my creation, my imagination. Welcome to LifeConversationsRadio.com, where change begins and you make a difference. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. My guest is Josh Williams. He's a professional numerologist, and he's here to take your numbers. He knows the 411 on you. All he needs is your DOB, and he will break it down like no other. His website address is Infinite Numerology. InfiniteNumerology.com is where you can find him. You can find him on YouTube, but all of that, when you get on his website, it breaks it down. Welcome, Josh. I want to ask you this before we take some readings. I want to ask you, how did you get involved in numerology?
Completely by accident. It's probably not something I ever would have sought out, because all throughout school, I mean everything, grade school, junior high, high school, I think the best grade I ever got in a math class was a C+. Terrible at math, terrible. And I have a fear of numbers, you know. I was like, why would I get involved in something that requires me to do math, because clearly that's not my strong point in life. And so it kind of trips ironic, but I got involved because I had somebody gave me a reading once and explained the numbers so beautifully and kind of broke it down in the same way I broke it down earlier, that there are just these, you know, limited number of ingredients in the universe, but they mix and match in an infinite number of ways to create an infinite number of individuals that are all based in unity. And it was so deeply profound for me. And I had played with all kinds of forms of divination, you know, working on my own intuition and developing my own intuition and working with tarot and different oracles and all this stuff. And that reading just unlocked something in me, and I gave myself permission to let go of the fear that surrounded mathematics, and I embraced the love and the joy that surrounded the patterns of the universe. And to this day, I'm terrible at math, and I use a calculator, but I love numbers. So go figure.
Well, that's because you think you're terrible at math. See, you go to the beginning of math. See, society doesn't understand you're the real mathematician. Maybe that's a modern-day mathematician. Maybe that's the word I was looking for earlier. See, and I also tell people, you know, sometimes your greatest gift can be your greatest challenge. You know, your greatest gift can be your greatest challenge. So society says your gift is supposed to look a certain kind of way. We believe that. But we have this natural gift that doesn't fit into how the world defines us. I think you're the greatest mathematician to ever live. I don't care what you say. That's my truth, and I'm sticking to it. Let's do some readings. Let's get some numbers. So, Josh, what do you want from the listeners to assist you with this and being able to calculate their life, their moment, their now?
Specific questions or general questions are fine. And a full date of birth is preferred. If you don't want to give your year, that's okay, but it's going to cut off some of the information that can come through. So a full date of birth and a real first name would be ideal.
Okay. So when you say real first name, what do you mean by that?
No nicknames, no pet names, like the first name you were given when you came into this world.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody. My name is just everybody calls me that, or my boyfriend, my wife, my husband calls. No. What's your name? Who are you? Let's go to Monica from Alabama. Monica, how are you doing, my sister friend?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you awake for you guys? Yeah, I'm awake.
good.
Okay. Well, I gave my birth date. You had my favorite.
Yeah, her birthday is August 31st, 51. And the question, Monica?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, why does the number, something I wanted, why the number 13 always pops up in my life? I mean, there's certain times of things that happen in my life, and so it might be the 13th year, Friday the 13th, I've had things happen. You have remarkable things that happen. But the $13,000 is about bigger than things. 13 always,
follows you around, huh? You got to get a stalker?
Yeah.
I call it a stalker. You get stalked. So let me just make sure that your year was 1951, 1951, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's talk for a second about
your
psyche.
No. What did you say, Josh? Did I hear that? Maybe
1951.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, one? No, it's 831.5. I'm like, 1-9. Where'd that come from? Okay, good.
Sometimes the 50 and the 60 sound the same, you know, over the phone. So I'm like, what?
Right.
Is it a 5 or a 6? So,
can you imagine if we had somebody calling in and their date of birth is 1851?
I would be thrilled, honestly.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, do your thing, Josh.
All right, Monica. So, your psyche, the part of your mind that translates your soul, the eternal part of yourself, with the world that you live in right now, the temporary part of your journey, is your psyche. And this energy lives in your mind, and it's very, very powerful. For you, there's some heavy energy in there, and it's the part that makes you very strong-willed and determined, and you're very intelligent, and you spend a lot of time thinking in your mind, and you're real fired up about stuff. And the dark side to that number is sometimes it can cause a little bit of insecurity, sometimes some disappointments in life, and sometimes energy just feels heavy. Some days you wake up and you're just like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to keep doing this, and I don't really know where I'm supposed to be. I know I have all the power to manifest whatever I want because you've done it a million times in life, but sometimes like the negative part of that energy comes up. So notice that you're born on the 31st of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
And that's the number that rules your psyche. The reverse is 31 to 13.
13, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, see that?
And so the point of that is that 13 is actually a divine vibration. It's representative of God the Mother. It's a very feminine, how, you know, whatever your beliefs are, goddess, god the mother, feminine energy, It's that energy finding a way into your life, because you're otherwise ruled by very masculine numbers. You have a 1 that rules the journey you're on, and you have a strong masculine 4 that rules your mind. And in order to balance that 4 and help you make the best for yourself, it needs to be balanced out with that lighter, more feminine energy. So the 13 shows up in your life as a blessing. It's just a little reminder. And even if this conversation never took place and you went the whole rest of your life going, I always see 13, but I don't know why, you'd still get the benefit, because the numbers are literally, they're channels for information. So when they come into your life, they're channeling a vibration into your being.
Ah, that was great, isn't it? Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you, Ade.
You're very welcome, darling. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are taking your questions, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let's go to Tanya, whose date of birth is 6-26-67. Oh, the 6. 6-26-67. Tanya from D.C. How are you doing, Tanya? Glowing gooch.
I'm doing fine. Hello, Ade, and hello, Josh.
It's hello, nice Tanya. To have you here. So, Tanya, what is your question?
Well, I don't have a question. I just want him to read for my birthday. I'm open and embracing whatever he delivers to me.
So you just say, I just, whatever it is, whatever the universe has for
I'm
me,
open.
Just let me know. I'm open and receptive to my good, and I say yes. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good way to fish sometimes. Just let it come to you. Yes, indeed. We're taking your questions, 347-426-3346. Go ahead, Josh.
This always happens, and it usually doesn't happen this fast, but this shows how much Ade holds it together. We start seeing patterns in people that call in, or I see, like, every day when I work, there's a pattern to every person I work with. It just happens. So the previous person, 1 life path, 4 in the psyche. This person, 1 life path, 8 in the psyche. So now we're doubling the 4. The energy is getting higher and higher, and we'll continue to see the pattern unfold. So thank you for being part of that, Tanya.
Thank you.
Let's see. Give me just a second. I'm going to see where things are headed for you in the coming 12 or 13 months. All right, my friend. So there have been some losses for you in the last 6 months. Ideas are changing. Things that you thought were really stable have devolved. Like, things are trying to work themselves out of your life. Does that resonate with you?
You're bringing tears to my eyes.
Okay. I want you to know that this is so blessed, and that even though some of this has been unbelievably difficult, there's been changes probably around the home, around business or money, around personal belief and a sense of personal power. I mean, you're getting it from just about every angle you can get it from. But when your birthday hits this year, so June 26, 2012, mark the date, you enter a 1 cycle that you've never hit in your life before. This is a 19-ruled 1 cycle. And the beauty of 19, the number 19, is you have the 1, which is the first, the alpha. You have the 9, which is the omega. It's the divine manifestation of fullness. So all these 9-year cycles that you go through every single year working towards finally having the practicality and the savings and the motivation and feeling a connection to the things you parent in your life and feeling like your ideas matter as much as you want them to matter will all start coming to fruition in that 12-month period. You're going to feel it. If you took every ounce of your power and tried to deny this, you would lose, and you're still going to get it. It's still coming.
Oh, my God. So I'm in a win-win situation.
You are. You got to keep doing what you're doing. Stay positive. Choose to be the co-creator. That's your energy. You're ruled by the number 37. That's your life path. And that number is co-creative. Three is the number of creativity, and 7 is the number of higher minds. And what we know about you is you don't stop thinking. That mind of yours... Always going.
Even when I'm asleep, I can feel it.
So don't stop doing that, you know. But this is the time until your birthday, which, you just have a little bit of 3 months.
Right.
No need to over-control. Sometimes you over-control a little bit because usually you make the right decisions. And usually people come to you and need you to step up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let go. You know, it's all, things are going to go away. Things are going to unwind from your universe, but good, because you can't move the new stuff in until the old stuff's out.
Thank you so much. And a day, I want to say thanks to Life Conversation, because you took me from a dark spot. Really, when I first started listening to you, I was in a dark place. But I had to keep, like you said, I had to see the me, you know, I wanted to be. And it's finally surfacing. It took some time. But it's here. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You're welcome. You are welcome. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The man who the math teacher would say is not good at math, he's breaking down numbers more than the professors. 347-426-3346. Let's go to some email questions. Let's go here. Let's click this tab and open that, and here it is. Hello, my birth date is 8/15/1952. I am wondering what my life path is and where it is leading me now. If my life partner is going to show up soon. That's from Tracy, and that's 8/15/1952. Wondering what her life path is and where it is leading her now, and if the life partner, which is almost similar to life path, my life partner is going to show up soon. Soon, like today, I bet. That's from Tracy. It's like, soon doesn't mean like a lifetime. Like, when? Just give me specific. Give me some numbers. You ready, Josh? You got it?
Yep. So it's 8/16/1952, 1952, right?
Did you say 8/16 or 1/5? 8/15.
The 16th, 1/6?
That's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So two really interesting numbers. That psyche number we talked about earlier for Tracy is ruled by the 7, and our life path, which she was asking about, is ruled by the 5. And traditionally, most people are going to say the 5 and the 7 don't play well together without a little bit of help. These are like two kids that are just enough years apart that when you lock them in a room together, somehow they find a way to cause trouble. And without one of the parents stepping in to, like, you know, keep it calm, so there's a little bit of challenge, because the 7, which is the number that rules Tracy's mind, is very reserved and cautious and introspective, and she spends a lot of time in her mind, and she doesn't mind being by herself. You know, there's some solitary energy there, and it's very mystical. It's a very mystical 7. The 5 on the life path is, like, adventure, go see, do, experience, and that's the universe trying to draw her out of her shell. What we usually see is people's psyche numbers represents an energy that they've really grasped in a previous life, or however you want to look at it. So the life path is what the universe is trying to draw us into in this life. So the universe wants her to spend more time doing what she's good at, which is learn by doing. So spend less time reading books and more time going to the places where the books are written. Spend less time thinking about ideas and more time being in the places where the ideas are happening. And that can be difficult for a 7, because oftentimes noise can be anxiety-inducing for them. They don't like crowds. They don't want to be where there's a million people. They don't enjoy that kind of high intense energy, A, because they're a little empathic and they kind of pick up on everybody else's stuff, and B, because their minds thrive in a quiet kind of spiritual environment. So it is important for her to challenge herself, because if you go back over the history of your life, you're going to find that some of the best blessings that have ever come to you happened not when you were in the 7 space, but when you were in the 5 space. They happened when you were out and about. They happened when you were in a new atmosphere, when you were surrounded by beauty and magic and people, whether that's literal or spiritual. The 5 wants you to take journeys. It wants you to get out of old habits and get out of the silence and go find spiritual silence in a company of a community, like you're doing right now. You know, this is a very 5 thing to do, being on the radio with us. So that's the thing I'm going to say. That's what's coming through to me for your life path, because whatever specifics might be there for you, my friend, are going to work themselves out in the wash as part of this process. And then relationship, you're in a one cycle right now, which is new beginnings for you specifically. We talked with the previous person about the 19 and how that's the alpha and the omega, and that it boils down to the number one, which is a new start. And you're in that. You're in the thick of it right now. So right now, things are reinventing themselves. You're reinventing yourself. Your beliefs are changing. You've already gone through the phase the previous caller was in of letting go of things. Now you're rebuilding things. Now things are starting anew. Seedlings are sprouting. And it's really when you get into the late summer of 2000 of this year, so after your birthday passes, you get into like August, September, October, that's when you enter a beautiful relationship cycle. And I think that combining chasing this five, getting out there, being where the magic and the beauty is, with the number two that represents relationships that will be ruling you from August 16th of 2012 until August 15th of 2013, I don't think you can duck under the love. I think it's going to be there. The person's going to show up. You're going to be at your best, meaning you're going to attract the person that's at their best, and everything's going to be okay.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Josh Williams. We're talking the science of numerology. His website address is infinitenumerology.com. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. Before we go to another question on the email and then those on the phone, I want to ask you this, Josh. Since you talk about numerology as part of your spiritual practice, what have you learned from numbers about life and the connection between humanity?
I've learned, I think, first and foremost, that there is an order and an intelligence to everything that happens. The stuff that we label as good, the stuff that we label as bad, there is a pattern and a language and a program underneath all of it. And to me, personally, when I see that happening, it gives me a deep sense of calm abiding. If I walk through my life believing that every challenging thing that came to me was just random and it was a fight that I had to overcome, I think I'd be a pretty miserable person. But instead, I can choose, and I see through the numbers, that everything that happens to me is a moment of intelligence and that there's a reason behind it. It's purposeful. And when I see that, I know, okay, I'm going to take the challenge. I'm going to step up to this, and I'm going to use it as a growing opportunity, because if there's intelligence underneath it, there's going to be intelligence that comes from it. And that's where I live from. So on the spiritual level, you know, that's there. And personally, to me, it's the program of the Creator. It's the program of Source. You know, it's the program of that intentional intelligence that moves through everything, the loving wisdom that's everywhere. And interpersonally, you know, as I was mentioning earlier, each person has this complex blueprint or this complex map of energies that makes up who they are in this life. And it gives us an opportunity to really step back and honor each person for the individual that they are, you know, and to see that at the times when we feel like we're alone or we're the only one going through something, that's not true. Like, we're all in this together. If we're working a challenging six issue, there's a lot of other people out there doing the same, and that as we heal from our stuff, we're creating waves of healing to allow other people who are resonant to heal from their stuff. And so it's that simultaneous, the way that we're all deeply individual and unique eternally, and that we're all drawing energy from the same pot, which is our unity. So it teaches me that we're the same and we're different all at the same time. You know, it's a dichotomy that's very spiritual in nature.
Yes, life is good. And as I say, I tell people, it's important for us to take a ride in our spiritual helicopter so we can go above all things and rise above it and look from a broader perspective. And we can see how everything is all coming together, even though it looks like we're being suffocated. If we can just elevate or go deep within, talk about the intelligence, going within to that intuitive space so that we can get the knowledge that dwells within us. Tracy in the chat room, who emailed her question, said, "Whoa, that makes so much sense. Beautiful. Thank you." Yes, I'm seeing it. Thank you so much. So she's very grateful. 1 o'clock, we're going to have the segment 1 o'clock at, we have a segment called Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Stand by for that. Let's take some calls, and then we'll take email questions, and let's go to Deborah. Deborah is 920-1959. And Deborah's calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Deborah, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking my call and for being available to do these readings.
You're very welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. We all just dance together, you know. We need each other.
Yes,
so thank you for
do.
Calling. Yes, September 20th, 1959, 9259 is the number. Now I'm going to
yes.
Hand
and
you over.
Josh,
do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Well, first of all, Josh, the thing about it, my name is spelled quite differently than the average Deborah. So it's D-E-B-O-R-A, which I think is interesting by itself. But my question is more or less general, but I'm really interested in my career path.
Okay. So let me crunch these numbers here for you a couple different ways. So do you want me to talk about sort of what the numbers say is aligned to you, or do you want to talk about where you are right now and where you'd like to be with the career that you have in the moment?
Where they're aligned for me to be.
Okay. So you have two activated numbers, and two being your psyche number. Two is a deeply, deeply sensitive. Well, actually, I'm going to do this a different way because I got some messages for you, my friend. Two on the psyche, and eight rules your life path. Here's the first thing. I'm just going to say this to you, even though you didn't ask. The two is on the inside, and the eight is on the outside. The eight on the outside for you makes you appear so in control, so on top of it all the time. You're the go-to girl. You always have the answers. People trust your leadership. You have an air about you of strength and leadership. Like, you get treated like this a lot. People just assume that you're in control. They assume that you know what's going on. Like, you're constantly holding it together.
Oh, yes.
Okay. The issue is that little hidden two that's underneath makes you so, so sensitive, and very rarely do people ever pick up on that. They don't pick up that they treat you like an eight, which is strong and tough and in charge, and they don't realize that there's a two in there that's deeply sensitive and empathic and intuitive. And so in your life, not only have you encountered a lot more struggles than the average person, but people can hurt you so much more deeply than they ever realize, because on the outside you seem so tough. Mm. They forget to recognize your heart is gentle and sensitive, and that is not weak. There's no weakness in you. This is sensitive. It's a different thing, you know. So that comes through for me immediately as a validation for you that, you know, people do this to you, and it's not an intentional thing from them, but people see your strength and not your sensitivity sometimes. And the cool thing about that is that you get to develop relationships in your life with people who do. You get to show them those vulnerabilities, and you get to show them those sensitivities, and it makes it all the more sacred. So that's my side note for you. Hopefully that's helpful in some way.
Yes, it is. Very helpful.
The number that rules your career is 35, and this is, and again, 5 plus 3 is 8, so this is your 8 life path. People who have this number tend to be unbelievably intelligent, unbelievably intelligent. In fact, to really stroke your ego, one thing that most geniuses in the planet have in common is they have this 8 somewhere in their chart, either in their full name or in their date of birth. So we're dealing with somebody here who's deeply, deeply intelligent, who's a born leader, who leads in their family, leads in their community, who likes to feel a sense of leadership, but also isn't afraid to support behind the scenes. This is not ego-based. Finances for you are important. They're as important as spiritual growth. They're as important as anything else, because you understand something the rest of us are here to learn, which is that money is just another symbol for energy. It's not the end-all, do-all, and you can roll your sleeves up and get involved in money, and it doesn't corrupt you. It's just another way to play with the energy of life. So the thing that we find with most eights is that they're self-made millionaires. They don't work for other people. They're entrepreneurs. They own their own business. They do their own thing. Is there any of that in you? Do you have an idea? Is there something you've wanted to do like pull your bootstraps and build from the ground up?
Actually, I have just discovered exactly what it is, and it's something that nobody's doing right now. It's I've just discovered that I want to be a spiritual hospice center.
Beautiful. I'm all for it, because that gets you to be in your leadership role that's, you know, clearly you're going to be, you know, leadership there. But that it also activates that sensitive two. And it's that sensitive two that wants to take care of people. It's a two. Mm-hmm. It's like two sides of a coin, two sides of a fence. Twos want to, twos understand, they tend to see what every other people are going through. They're very tactful. They're very aware. You know, a two, Deborah is not the kind of person that offends. You know, she's tactful. She sees how other people are because she's so sensitive and intelligent. You know, that energy comes through. I'm not going to say that that's what you have to do, even though it sounds like an amazing, blessed idea to me. But I am going to say that you're on the right track and to give that room to evolve, because it may, that I feel that your real abundance lies in self-sufficiency and doing your own thing. Doing your own work.
Okay, great.
It doesn't come through to me like, you know, go be a tax advisor. You know, you do well with anything in the financial world, anything in the spiritual world, anything in the healing arts, anything in management. But I think really the power here is creating something for yourself.
Well, I am also writing a book, so.
Nice, beautiful. That's exactly in line. And I think the more you lock yourself into the mindset that you don't have to work for anybody and you don't have to join an established career, but that you can invent your own, that's where the good energy is going to start rolling into you. Is let go of the belief that you have to do what's already been done or that you have to work for an idea or a corporation or a person, and recognize that you have every ingredient in you to just to build your own career, to build your own future, to build your own 9 to 5, like, and that's really what the 8 is about.
Awesome, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, my friend Deborah, you said my name is no different from the average Deborah. Of course, you're here to stand out, not to fit in. So go ahead. I hear that. Yes, yes, yes. Deborah is my friend. I know her, and woo, I'm just sitting here trying not to say anything. It's like, yes, he's just knocking out of the ballpark. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AOLifeConversationsRadio.com. We're discussing, we're talking, we're sharing the science of numerology. What is the ID of the entity called you? 347-426-3346. Before we go to the next question, the email question, let's do Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, which happens every day on paper at 1 o'clock, but usually around 1, like Celeste would put it. Celeste, how are you doing, my friend?
I am so great, and I am loving Josh Williams. That's my numbers brother. He doesn't know it yet. But, before I forget, Josh, I need to thank you, because you dropped on March 1st, 2012, the beginning of the Salem's Witch Trial, which meant a lot to me, because that was the day, the first day of Women's International Month, and I saw a connection. I would not have made it without you. So thank you, Josh.
You're welcome.
And hello.
That's why I did it. You know, two important things to me on one day, and you know, I had to be recognized.
I'm so grateful to you. And hello, Ade. So good afternoon,
hello,
family.
Hello.
Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now, and there are many ways to play. I come bearing a number gift. It's Monday, March 5th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2020. Add 2020, and the energy of the day equals 4. The fourth letter of the alphabet is B, and words like dream, dance, and divine connect us to the magical power of 4. 4 is about balance and stability. It takes 4 sides to make a square, and folks in our culture think that squares are boring until the ground starts rumbling. They are the ones who remain standing or jump right back up. It's about the strength of groundedness. 4 is like a tree. 4 shows up as the Emperor in tarot and reminds us to use our personal authority with wisdom. The Emperor is astrologically connected to Aries, and Aries is the fire starter that keeps us moving. 4 also shows up as the fourth chakra, our heart chakra, which expands with agape love when it's balanced, pouring out on all unconditionally. 4 is also the deer in medicine cards, which asks us to be gentle with each other and ourselves. Today, we are going to put the spotlight on the turkey from the medicine cards. its number is not 4. It's actually 31. But when you add 3 plus 1, you get 4. So here we go. Turkey medicine belongs to light workers. If you are on the line, I'm talking about you. You keep our society flowing with the give and take of divine love. No holding back. It goes beyond material possessions and food. I'm speaking about freely giving of the gifts you have. May that be your smile, your purpose, or your dream. You have something that we need that only you can do. The turkey reminds us to do it. Give it away. It's about giving from a full heart and a place of honor because you know that great spirit resides in all. Give to one and you give to you. The universe can't help but match that vibration. But remember, it starts with a hearty foundation of self-love, compassion, and yes, courage. And that's the story of 4, told through our friend the turkey. All is well. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, thank you for being a whole new interpretation to someone called you a jive turkey. You're a light worker who knows how to dance with the universe, and you will experience your abundance. thank you, Celeste, for all you do. JourneysHome.com is where you can find out more about Celeste. Journeys with an S dash or hyphen home.com. Oh, my guest is Josh Williams. His website address, infinitenumerology.com. Let's move through some numbers. And I'm chatting behind the scene with Josh. Yeah, that's funny that we have a guest number with all these numbers behind it. I wonder if we add all that number up, what will we come up to? But we won't get distracted. We're going to keep this party flowing. Let's go to an email question right here. Let's push that tab, click this button, and do this, and then double-click on that, and there it is. October 26, 1961. Oh, really? Okay, so birth name is Tamara. I would like to know the message that holds the greatest gift of growth for me at this time. Also, any insight into new projects which are being prepared for birth. So the date of birth, once again, is 10/26/1961. Name is Tamara. And she wants to know the message that holds the greatest gift of growth. Ooh, growth. And then she said, any insight into the new projects which are being prepared for birth. She's breathing through and breathing and pushing this new idea out. So whenever you're ready, Josh, it's all yours.
All right. So we've been sharing the numbers for each person, so we'll continue that little tradition. And we have... Tamara has double 26s, so she's born on the 26th of the month, and her entire date of birth adds up to 26, and 26 is 8, 2 plus 6 is 8, so she's got two eights, and I love being around people like this because they are always thinking. They have, this woman, I guarantee you, has got business sense that comes out of her in the most natural, organic way you can imagine, very supportive, very responsible, very, very motivated to achieve, and very parental as well. So this is somebody who receives and gives in balance most of the time, which is a beautiful thing. The big thing that comes through for Tamara is really about the timing right now. From October 26th of last year, of 2011, until October 25 of this year, 2012, you're being ruled by the number 4. And if you think about the number 4 doubled, it's an 8. So the 4 and 8 actually have a very intimate and unique relationship together, especially in Vedic Indian numerology. So it's important to recognize that it is like work, work, work. 4 is all about work, and 8 is all about work and responsibility. So this is like work, 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 work. What's coming through to me specifically is that the projects that you're mentioning are probably the projects that I'm seeing, and that this is a time when, again, you're being very motivated and you're trying to make money from simple ideas and you're using your business sense and you're creating something from the ground up. And the previous person we talked to that had an Activate, and I was telling her she should really embrace that same kind of mentality, I think you're in the thick of it. I think you're in the middle of using that energy. So what you should be focused on, and this is probably going to be weird coming from, you know, spiritual coach, but you should be focused on money. You should be focused on building the business, putting blood, sweat, and tears into it, and allowing it to manifest, because that's what you're going to do anyway. That's who you are. You like to build projects. You like to make things happen. So give it 100%, and you're going to find that in the process of becoming a channel for the manifestation of these projects, that whatever imbalances may exist in you will right themselves through the power of the eight. So just a couple of easy warnings. Number one, don't give up, because the four will bring challenges. It'll bring times when things go really, really slow, people don't return phone calls, something gets lost in the mail. Those little challenges come up just to remind you that you are not dependent on anybody else's will to manifest the things that you want to manifest. So don't let any of that mess with your persistence. Don't let it mess with your enthusiasm. And really, nose to the grinder. Like, that's what I'm getting for you. Like, work, build the empire, build the business, manifest it. And a couple of these other things in your life that you want to work on are going to come out as part of channeling that big energy.
Life is
it doesn't
good
have to be complicated.
Better.
Don't you love that?
Right, exactly. And focus on the money. Show me the money, because you know, as Josh is showing, it's, money is not an extension of the energy called God, called Source. It allows more freedom. Let's go to the phone line. Let's go to Glenda in New York. She is 718-1960. Hey, Glenda, how are you doing?
Hi, Ade. How are you? Hi, Josh. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi.
Wonderful.
What's
your question?
I have a question. My 40s were, I could sum it up as things fell apart. So I want to know, now that I'm in my 50s, whether, you know, now I'm interested in buying a home and breakthroughs with finances, breakthrough with relationships. I'm interested in buying a home, rectifying financial issues, a lot of the things that completely fell apart in my 40s. So that's my question.
All right. Beautiful question. Excuse me. Let me talk about your job just for a second. Are you involved in service work? Are you in service directly to other people at the job you do?
Well, you could say yes. Like right now, I work part-time for an airlines, and I also recently work part-time as an online instructor.
All right, so the big thing, and the reason I bring that up, is for anybody with a 9 in their chart, you've got a 9 on your, that rules your mind. And what we know about your mind is if you believe something, if you get, and you've done this before, so you have a 9 and a 4, 4 is your life path, 9 is your psyche. When you believe something, it becomes reality. If you believe that things are going bad for you, they will. If you believe that today is going to be a bad day, it will. But on those days when you believe that it's going to be a blessed day and there's going to be healing for you and there's going to be opportunity and strength, there is. And I think you've already figured that out. I think you already know that your mind very much predicts what's going to happen for you, and you got to watch that. The thing about anybody with a 9 in a strong part in their chart is that if they're not involved in some kind of service work, if they're not giving their energy freely to other people, and we see this in, you know, community services and philanthropy and healing, and, you know, in any way that you can apply it that fits into that more spiritual sort of holistic kind of giving. And it's not that you have to be, you know, a minister. Like, doctors do this. People who work with people with disabilities do this. All kinds of people do this. 9s who don't have that in their life, especially in their 9-to-5, tend to see consistent blocks in their finances. And so that's something to consider. You know, make sure the work you're doing validates that part of yourself that wants to be the healer.
Glenda, I don't know, Glenda, if you're on a speakerphone, but I'm having to mute you because there's some kind of loud feedback. But anyway.
Hold on.
Okay,
now I'm off speaker.
Okay, welcome. We can feel you now. Go ahead, Josh.
So the other thing to touch on is that's just something to consider. You don't have to think about it right now or decide about it right now, but just something to think about. how being in that service mindset affects your own abundance. And I know that you're deeply giving. You love to give. You love to organize and make things happen, and you know that you've worked a lot on forgiveness and acceptance in your life. Like, and you've had a lot of things to forgive and accept, you know, and I get that about you. So I'm not trying to call you out and tell you what you have to do, but just something to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the home, there's going to be a breakthrough, not a full manifestation the way I see it right now, because the pattern is telling me there's still some things that have to be dealt with, but it's positive. And you're actually in the perfect time frame to be dealing with this. So I'm going to say before your birthday happens, there's going to be a breakthrough about the home, the house buying situation. You may not own the house by then, but you're going to know what the process is enough that you can relax into it and just do what needs
mm-hmm.
to get done. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's one or two challenges there that you're going to have clarity about that will free up the anxiety, that will free up the worry, that will free up the repetitive thought. When it comes to money, again, money related back to the service work, so meditate on that a little bit. And being a four, you know, you like to work. You like to work hard, and for you to be in a financial situation is really hard for you because you're not the kind of person that we can say, well, you don't have money because you don't work and you don't try. Like, we know that you try. Like, you put a lot into it, a lot. Like, you probably have carried relationships. You've carried people. You're the
mm-hmm.
one. So really, it's not so much about changing anything financially as it is choosing to carry yourself as much as you usually carry other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, invest some energy back into Glenda, and you're going to find the money follows it. Because I think in your 40s, one of the biggest cycles that you were in, where you were working for everybody but you.
My thoughts were, yes.
Yeah, and it all relates. We have to, like, remove the idea
mm-hmm.
that thoughts or beliefs or money or the house that you want to own are in different categories. They're not. They're all just
mm-hmm.
energy. So what's going to change for you is not, like, that all kinds of external things are going to change. It's going to change that you choose to start taking better care of you, and the money
mm-hmm.
will follow. The money energy is there for you. It doesn't have to be created or invented. It already exists. It's just a process of giving it the right direction. You got to get those, be like the person that, you know, flags the airplanes in, and you got to, like, just flag it right into your band. And that's going to happen.
Love that one. That's a good analogy. You remember that one.
Yeah, because I see that all the time. I see that every day.
That's what they
so
want.
When you
us,
put
that's
in
the
plane to
saying.
You, you put in your abundance to you. I love that. Yes, indeed. Ooh. So when you go to work, Glenda, that you could see all the planes as your vibrational escorts. Call it to you. Call it forth. Call
oh,
it forth.
Yeah, now that would be cool. Okay, I got that,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And
those years,
you know, you're a healer. I mentioned that before, that you love to give. You're Glenda the giver. Glenda the giver, you love to give. You love to give. You love to give and take care of people and make people feel safe and feel happy. And taking care of you does not mean that you can't do all that other stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that you can only give, you know, maybe 70% if you're not taken care of. They, you know, on the airplane, if there's a problem, they tell you, put your own mask on first.
Yeah.
Then
mm-hmm.
put the mask on somebody else. And that's what you need to do. Put your own mask on first. And you're going to find your abundance go skyrocket. Then you can really take care of the community and take care of the people you love the way you've always wanted to.
Okay.
All right, Glenda.
All right, thank
call
you.
It
thank
forth.
You.
Call it to you.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Let's take some more calls. We're going to go to Lori, and then we're going to go to Caroline and Lena. We're going to get through this. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to take three more calls. That's it. So let's go to Lori. How are you, Lori? Oh, wait, let's try this again. There we go. We can hear you. And Lori's birthday is coming up. Josh, I just have to do this. You don't have to join me. But her birthday is coming up. I just got it's the 8th. It's March 8th, 77. So I'm just going to sing now because I'm only living in the moment. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lori. Happy birthday to you. God is blessing you now. God is blessing you now. God is blessing you now.
Ooh,
Ooh, God, I like that. God is blessing you. Now, there you go. That's your birthday gift from me.
Thank you.
March 8th, 77. How are you, my sister friend?
I am wonderful. My voice is gone. I just got back from North Carolina, and I had so much fun with my family. I love you guys so much. This is my birthday gift. Josh, I am love. And right now, I'm going through a difficult time in life at this moment. But my question is, how can I let go of things that don't belong to me at this time in my life?
Letting go.
Give me just a second.
Okay.
Letting go. You're my gift today. You are my birthday gift. So whatever you bless me with, I thank you, brother.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Deep breath, open heart. First and foremost, I'm just going to validate for something, which is that you, and I don't like to compare one person to another, and like I was saying earlier, I don't believe that one person has it harder than anybody else. We have it all different in our own way. We can easily look at celebrities and say, oh, they've got it made, but we don't know. We don't know what's going on in their internal life. We don't know what's happening in their mind. So it's very difficult to judge who has it harder than anybody else. But what I know and what I see is that you've had it rough. Like, you have overcome some things, and you've overcome some things that a lot of people could have easily gotten broken by, and you come out of it in one piece. Validation, that's it. I just want you to know that I see it, so that everything else I say to you, you know that I'm being sensitive to that history, okay?
Yes.
The first thing is, this is all about self-trust, my friend. Like, your judgment is crystal clear. And the more you rely on it the way that other people around you do, because other people listen to you because they know that when Lori speaks, usually it's dead on. Usually she calls it. So applying and trusting the judgment that comes from your own intuition to your own being and loving yourself enough to follow it, that's where the answer is. Because at every moment, you already know where the power is. You already know how to stay in control, how to rely on your own strong character, your good judgment, the solid values that you have worked your butt off in this life to cultivate, the ambition. You already know. The issue is you don't follow it because there's a little belief in there somewhere that you don't deserve it. You're your own best teacher. Like, there's nothing I can tell you. That, like, I will come to you for advice.
Wow.
You know, like,
that's so powerful. Well, I thank you for that, because that's where I am right now, and I just need to get strong so that I will be better, and I will continue to love the way that I do. And I just thank you guys. Today, you are such a blessing. And as soon as I hang up, I'm going to download as many shows today as I possibly can and take time out for myself so that I can get healing, so that I can continue to bless people. I love you guys so much.
Yes, 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 Lori. It's your day. It's your moment. It's your now. And trust your instinct. Trust it. Even if it doesn't make sense, love knows the truth. That's what Josh is telling you. Love knows the truth. Even if it doesn't make sense, it will eventually. Happy birthday, my friend. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Go ahead, Josh.
Happy birthday, Lori.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes,
what
yes.
a blessing. Thank you.
And you are that, a blessing to the world. Let's take another call. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived, and you can download them, but I'll make sure whatever you do, if you listen for the first time, if you came here because Josh told you he was coming, don't go a day without Life Coach Ade, because Life Coach Ade has a way of lighting up your path. You know, all I'm really doing is activating the truth that is in you. So I bring other people like Josh to support you in the process of life. Let's take that. We've got two. Take this one and then one more call after this. Let's go to Caroline in New Jersey, 10 10954. And she's calling from Jersey. Hello, Caroline. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Hi, Ade. Hi, Josh. Lovely to talk to you. And yes, I'm calling from the Jersey Shore.
I was just going to say that.
I interrupted you. I'm sorry. I'm excited to be from the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, say no more, because we'll just keep the show in high vibration, okay? Because we are all the light, no matter how we want to show up on the show of life. Okay, yeah. What's your question, Caroline?
Well, it's more than one, but I'll just bring it down to one.
Join it together to make it easy, because we've got one more call to go. Go ahead.
Yes, right now I'm writing a book, and creative me. I'm co-creating a book with the Divine Spirit. Mm. Anyway, that's first. And I'd like to know, what is the divine month to have it published?
You put me on the spot. First and foremost, my friend, you and I have something in common. We have the same life path, which is 11. And 11 is a master number. It's a channel. 11s are always channels. They're always psychic. They're always visionary. And the other thing that 11s love to do is write. And I'll tell you something. I just started my first book probably 4 months ago with any kind of seriousness, and I have never been happier. I've had people for 12 years telling me, you need to write a book about numerology. And I fought it, and I fought it, and I fought it. And finally it clicked, and I worked on the esteem that was needed, and now it's all coming through, and I'm not second-guessing it. So you are so on the path. You are so on the path, and I bet it feels so good.
Jessica, I got the goosebumps.
When does it want to be published? Let me tell you that before your birthday this year, you're in a 5 cycle right now, and 5 is all about reaching out. It's all about publishing books. It's expanded knowledge. It's expanded horizons. It's not only taking classes and courses, but it's providing classes and courses. So you're on the provisionary end of that, although you may probably have some classes and courses you'll take in your life. I believe that it may not be in print by the end of the year, but it'll be in the publisher's hands, and it will be in process by the end of the year.
Wow, that is
no doubt
beautiful. Wow.
And there's something about the first 3 pages.
Yes.
That's just like,
yes.
Like, not that it's like better than the rest, but there's something in there that's like, that's going to seal the deal. If you have any hang-ups, like, are they going to take this? Are people going to like it? Is it going to be well-received? Like, read the first 3 pages of all the commitment you need, and it's done.
Oh, my gosh. And you know something? I have to tell you, I was channeling, and it felt so wonderful that I read it to a friend of mine. He goes like this, that is the reason why you're writing. It's so powerful. And you know, it's different. It's different. It's about exactly what's going on in our lives, Wall Street and spirituality. So I am in between. I do have gaps. I feel like a white canvas. I ask the divine for help, and there are days I'm like that, and I get nervous because nothing's coming down. So, oh, my gosh.
Two more things for you quickly. 11s, specifically, we forget to move. So when you feel blocked, when you feel like the energy can't come through or there's too much going on in your mind, and 11s, we 11 is the number of anxiety. All 11s have social anxiety. We're a little bit uncomfortable in crowds. We worry about what people think about us. We have the occasional panic attack. Like, that's just how we roll. That's how we do things, and that's okay. Make sure that you're moving. Physically, when you feel stuck spiritually, go move physically. When you feel heavy spiritually, go lift something physically. And make sure the movement's super important for you. So do that. Make sure that's part of you. Just a walk. Just a walk is just fine. And the number 2 thing, this is a warning. You have help on the spiritual platform, but as it comes time to sign papers or send stuff to people, have a human backup. you're not gullible. But it's easy for people to lead you on if they stroke your ego the right way. So have somebody grounding to, like, that you can say, hey, my friend, will you look over this and make sure that, like, I want your opinion, too, because I'm on cloud 9. I want to make sure it looks good to you, too. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that
you
don't get taken somewhere that you don't want to be taken.
Yes, I always feel like everybody is wonderful out there. And I know it's not about that nowadays. Anyway, things are, I understand what you mean. Yes.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you.
You got such a beautiful energy. When I unmuted your call, I felt like I got hit like a gust of wind. It's like, wow. I mean,
I know,
I got
like,
name again. It's like,
stomach
energy.
I love it.
Me too. I love your energy, guys. You're so both so beautiful. And Josh, I like the way you present the numbers. Out of love, spirituality, you're in tune, and you give more than what's written like in a reference book about numbers. I thank you, and you are different. You are a divine gift. Mwah. Talk to you guys.
Wow. Thank you, Caroline. Wow. A giver of love. She gave Josh a gift while she's at it. It's like, wait a minute. I mean, I actually looked at her name when she came in. I felt like a gust of wind hit me. What a beautiful energy. This is why I do what I do, just being able to be a channel for inspiration, love, and joy, and compassion. Let's take the last call, because we're overstepping our bounds with Josh, but he will love me or forgive me later on. Anyway, he might be mad now, but he'll forgive me later. Lena from Florida. Last one, we'll take last call we're doing. It's,
hello.
Okay, people. This is, hello, Lena. Her birthday.
Hi.
See, Lena, I should have told you, and I should have said when Lori called in that, you know, my singing voice is always gigging every night. So now you're going to put me up front. But that's okay. I can do it. So her birthday is March 7th, 1962, this month. So, of course, I got to give you the gift of my voice. But my singing voice is asleep. So I just step inside, you know, I take the picture. So happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Lena, happy birthday to you. God is blessing you now, God is blessing you now. Best part, God is blessing you now. God is blessing you now. I ain't got talent.
Yay. thank you.
March 7th, 1962. Lena, yes, right? What's your question?
As far as relationship, I broke up with somebody last week.
Go ahead.
Okay. You broke up with somebody last week, and you want me to focus on that relationship? Or
no, I don't think. No, he's a waste. No, I couldn't get back with him. He's too controlling for me.
So just to validate, sometimes even though you're aware logically how much that situation was not resonant to the person you want to be and the life you want to live, this all took place under a 5 year, and in fives we see relationships that don't serve us, we see them go away, because five is the number of freedom. And for the last entire year in that relationship, it was all about having your freedom tested, your sense of wanting to expand and reach a new horizon and be more and see more and do more, challenge until it fizzled. And honestly, when I see situations like that happen at the right situation at the right time, I know it's blessed. So no matter what comes up, believe that the choice she made was right for you, and that it's going to lead, you know, to super good things. So now, as your birthday comes here in a couple days, you're going to enter a 6 year, and six is all about love and family. And for you, those are the things that are really important. I think I'm getting so many different things here. I think that you will find somebody else. I think that it's very likely going to happen in the next 13 months. And I think that it's got to come in its own way. This is not going to be one of those situations where I can tell you where to show up and who to be and how to be. It's just a resonant thing. It's important that, because this last person left a bad taste in your mouth, like there's some, you're clear now about what you don't want. Get clear about what you do want, but be organic about it, because sometimes, especially with the strong seven and the strong one that you have in your chart, it's easy to get really locked up into being perfectionist about these things and overthinking it and making yourself anxious. And you don't have to do that. All you have to do is know what you want and be willing for it to manifest in whatever form it comes. And that's your job. The rest of it's going to work itself out, because you are ready. This last person was not ready. That's not your fault. You're ready.
No.
So now you got to gravitate towards somebody who is ready, and all you got to do is keep being ready. Trust yourself. I feel with the 7-1 combination especially, there's some self-trust issues in there. Sometimes you rely a little bit on other people's opinions more than your own. Right now it's really time to trust what you say. It's really important to find a friend in life that you don't feel like you have to be private or conceal your thoughts to, that you can open up an event and emote without filter, because you tend to stay quiet. You tend to keep things to yourself. You're very, very private. Even with close friends, I think you don't open up as much as most people do. Mm-hmm. It would be really good for you to get a purge. Even if you have to have a glass of wine or two to do it, like, let it out, you know? Like, find somebody you can just let go with and do that. Trusting your intuition is huge on this one. It's going to take you where you want to go. And other than that, everything, to me, from what I feel, everything's going to follow suit. I think that, let me look at, there's something in May, there's something in May that to me is more like an initiation and an actual relationship happening. I think in May, you're either going to make a connection or you're going to make the initial process to finding where you deserve to be versus where you have been. So it's really quick. And honestly, normally when we see a relationship end, there's a big buffer between last relationship and next relationship. For you, I don't think there's a buffer because, again, you're ready. You can't be more ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, last person, not ready, that's okay. You're going to attract somebody who is ready. So it is going to happen. And just stay positive. Keep those little pieces of advice in mind as you move forward, and everything's going to be okay. The biggest thing, trust you, trust your intuition, and stay positive about it. Know what you want. Don't worry about what you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yeah, I've been divorced 10 years. I think I'm ready.
I agree. Mm-hmm. It's there.
Yes, indeed. Time to let the love in and let it out. Receive it and give it. Thank you, Lena. Time
you.
To embrace love in a whole new way. Life is good. It's getting better. My guest is Josh Williams. His website address is Infinite Numerology. He is pouring love and compassion and joy on you. Check him out. He's a teacher. And before we let him go, Josh, what do you want to leave our listeners with? I know you have a special offer for your classes as well, so you can tie that all. Anything you want to share with the listeners and... just this is your space.
Sweet. So I have two different websites. If you check out infinitenumerology.com, you can connect with me for a personal reading, and I do everything through email so that you have a copy of everything that comes through, and you can get readings as low as $10. So they're super inexpensive, and that's that. If you want to learn about numerology the way that I do it, because for people who have studied it, they're going to see that my style is different than other people's style, and I got my own style. If you want to learn my style, howtonumerology.com. You can also find it through my infinitenumerology.com website. And there are tons of video classes with ebooks, and you can just go through one class at a time and play with it and see how it works for you. And I've tried to break everything down to be really simple to learn, really easy to memorize, and above all of that, make it easier for you to make very personal connections with the numbers and with the energies they represent so that you can just have that tool. You know, I'm not saying you got to be a numerologist, but to know what energies the different numbers that come up in your life mean and what messages they're delivering, I think is a beautiful thing. And so all the classes are there. And for the rest of the week, all the classes are $5. So you can't beat it. And they're all just completely popular right now, and I'm getting really good feedback on them, so everybody should join up and check them out.
$5, $5 to change your life, $5 to get in motion. Josh, thank you. I got a note here in the Ask Life Coach at a fan page from Tammy Tamara. She said, thank you, Josh, I love it. I have been out of balance and fighting with my own energy. Now I know to embrace it and just dance with it. Thank you, Life Coach Ade, for sharing Josh with us. Josh, thank you. I feel your energy. You're all the way on the other side of the world. Well, not the world, or the country, but it sometimes feels like that. But thank you. I could feel your energy, just your gentleness. And
I'm grateful for who you are and the work you're doing because it's needed. I love the fact that you support people in validating their experience. You know, sometimes we do go through challenging times and we think, is it just me? Why is this happening to me? So being able to be validated to know that, you know, where people can feel like they're not crazy, that what they're feeling is real. It's one of the greatest gifts we can give someone. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. Thank you for staying a little bit longer. We had scheduled till 1:30, but I know you're going to love me after all anyway. So
anytime. We'll stay all day. No problem.
Thank you, my brother, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Me too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AMLifeConversationsRadio.com. I'm going to take a quick break. So I'm sharing some things I'm feeling. I don't know. I know I'm feeling it. It'll come out. And then release the show with a wonderful song dedicated to all the women in the world, all the women in the world, all of you for all the work you're doing, for holding it together, from smiling, for keep smiling sometimes when you're crying on the inside, when you're loving, when your heart has been broken. Stay tuned. We're going to take a break. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am here Monday to Thursday. What is time again? 12 to 1:30 p.m. As you can see, sometimes we go a little bit longer. And check out our website, LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com for upcoming guests. The co-host, Tom Zuber, for Transforming Grief. And then we also have Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grado for Everyday Enlightenment. We have Lisa Iverson, Ancestral Blueprints, and that's moving to a new time now at 12 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday, well, every last Wednesday of the month. But all that information is on LifeConversationsMedia.com, and this is Life Conversations Radio, where we do exactly this.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Yes, indeed. We dare you to live your best life. And by listening to the show, guess what would happen?
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Yes, how do I know the shows are going to change your life? Tell them.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
And the simple way to change your life is simply be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
And that's the truth. You got to examine what you believe, because what you believe is keeping you stuck or setting you free. Your belief system, it's like a filter. You get to allow something in or restrict push back. Let me go that. Let me do that. You resist. But when you realize that just because you believe something doesn't mean it's true, because a belief is a thought. that you've thought over and over now as a belief system. And you can have a thought about something, and God help you if you have somebody else saying, yeah, I had that thought too. I think it's true. And once you say it's true, it becomes your reality. So how do you do that? You have a different thought. You have a new thought. When you have a new thought, you have a new experience. Because belief systems, they can be changed. Don't let your belief system hold you back. There's so much more. We are moving through a lot. The vibration is speeding up. We're all in this together. None of us are alone. And if we start to remember that, recognize that, and just see the God in ourselves, it's sometimes easy to see the God in others, the Christ in others, the divinity in others. We say namaste. But when we wake up in the morning, it is important to tell ourselves, namaste. I see the God in me. I see the joy in me. I see the abundance in me. I see the love in me. And to remember that we are enough. You are enough. Nothing you need to do. Nothing you need to change. Right now, this very moment, with all that you're going through and growing through, you are enough. The journey of life is to express that enoughness so that you can see in the physical world, to see your enoughness showing up in the world where you get to change other people's life. You can do it. The time is now. And we have all that we need to move us through the process. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Tomorrow I have Dr. Fabrizio Mancini. He's a doctor, he's a chiropractic doctor. And he's going to be sharing with us tomorrow the power of self-healing, activating that natural potential that our body is designed to heal itself. Health is your birthright, and the importance of self-care. So you don't have to worry too much about health care, because when you take care of yourself, you are healing yourself. Healing is about wholeness, coming together, recognizing you're one with the one. Dr. Fabrizio Mancini will be here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Come in early, get your chair, get your seats, pour yourself coffee, tea, whatever you drink, soy milk, almond milk, I don't care what you drink, just as long as you think it's good for you. And we'll be here tomorrow. Here's a song by the wonderful Karen Drucker. Dedicated to all the women in the world, all the mothers, all the sisters, all those that were not recognized, and to those that were recognized, those who were seeking to recognize themselves, the birthers, and I'm not talking about the other birthers, you know. Well, I guess I include them too, those birthers, because everybody needs healing. But we don't do politics, only if it's about moving us forward. This is Karen Drucker. Oh, Mother God, we give thanks for the feminine energy, for the mothers, for the sisters, from the aunts, for all the women on the planet, holding it together, even sometimes when they feel like they've lost it, when they feel they're out of control. Thank you for being you. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be love. Be true to yourself, and allow yourself to be loved. So allow the love in. But do Karen Drucker, maybe another song after Karen Drucker. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I'm sure I'll be led to the right song. Here is Oh Mother God, KarenDrucker.com. It's the website. Peace and blessings. I'm out.
Oh Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks for the bread of our lives. For the hand in the earth and the fruit of your womb, O Mother God, blessed be. O Mother God, blessed be. O Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks for the bread of our lives. For the hand in the and the fruit of your womb, O Mother God, blessed be. O Mother God, blessed be. O Mother God, thank you for this day, for the love that you wash over me. And this joy in my heart, I will share with the world. Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To